Today we're building a Raga-style air horn hit in Ableton Live 12 that feels loud, rude, and full of energy, but still leaves you plenty of headroom for the rest of the tune. And that headroom part matters a lot in drum and bass. An air horn is not just a goofy effect you throw in for flavor. In this style, it's an arrangement weapon. It can announce a drop, answer a vocal chop, punch through a breakdown, or create that classic rewind tension. The trick is making it sound massive without letting it stomp all over your kick, snare, sub, and master bus. So our goal today is simple. We want a horn that hits hard in the mids, stays out of the low end, and gets in and out fast enough to keep the groove clean. Let's start by creating a new MIDI track and naming it Air Horn. Before you design the sound, think about the job it's going to do in the arrangement. For beginners, the easiest rolls are a drop marker right before the bass comes in, a call and response hit after a vocal chop, or a punctuation hit at the end of an 8-bar phrase. That choice matters because in drum and bass, space and phrasing are everything. If the horn has a clear job, it feels intentional. If it's just sitting there all the time, it starts to feel annoying fast. Now let's build the sound. Use operator if you want a clean, simple workflow. Turn on oscillator and choose a saw or a square wave. Set the track to mono, and if you want a bit of Raga-style swagger, add a tiny bit of glide. Something like 20 to 50 milliseconds. For the amp envelope, keep it short and punchy. Attack at 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain at 0, and release somewhere between 40 and 120 milliseconds. That gives you a quick burst instead of a long synth note. If you want a brighter, more horn-like tone, wave-eatable can work too. But keep the same idea in mind. We're not making a melody lead. We're making a sharp brass-like accent. Next, and saturator after the synth. A little drive goes a long way here. Try 2 to 6 dB, turn soft clip on, and if the output gets too hot, trim it back. This gives the horn a bit of grime and helps it feel louder, without relying only on raw volume. Then use EQ8. High pass the horn around 180 to 300 Hz. That's a big headroom saver right there. If the sound gets harsh, you can gently cut around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. If it needs more attitude, a small boost around 1 to 2 kHz can help, but don't overdo it. In this style, presence is usually more important than sparkle. Now let's shape the attack so it can sit on top of an amen break. If the horn feels a bit too blunt, you can use drum bus very lightly just to help the transient. Keep drive low, crunch low or off, boom off, and use dab only if it starts to get too bright. The point is to keep the front edge crisp without turning it into a clicky mess. If the horn clashes with the snare, shorten the release a little more. Sometimes just taking the release down to 40 to 70 milliseconds is enough to make the whole thing feel tighter. Now for some Raga attitude. A lot of air horn hits feel alive because they have a little pitch movement or glide. You can fake that by using a tiny pitch envelope or by placing the MIDI note slightly ahead of the beat for extra energy. If you want it to feel heavier, put it right on the beat. If you want more urgency, move it just before the beat. A really good beginner move is to keep the MIDI extremely simple. Try one hit on bar 8 beat 4, or two quick hits on the last two eighth notes before the drop. You can also use a horn as a response to a vocal chop, like a conversation between the vocal and the break. That call and response idea is very much part of the Raga and jungle energy. Now let's talk width. Air horns can sound huge when they're widened, but in drum and bass that can get messy fast. Your kick, snare, and sub should stay strong and centered. So for the dry horn, keep it mostly mono or just a little wide. Utility is perfect for this. Keep width around 80 to 100%, or just leave it centered and use effects for space instead. That's usually the better beginner choice. Keep the dry hit focused, then create width and atmosphere with delay and reverb sends instead of smearing the core sound. So create two return tracks. One for delay and one for reverb. On the delay return, load echo. Try a time of 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 15 to 30%, and use the filters to keep it clean. Cut some lows around 200 to 400 Hz, and trim the top somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz if it gets sharp or distracting. On the reverb return, use Ableton Reverb. A decay between 0.8 and 2.0 seconds is a nice starting point. Add a little pre-delay, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds, and keep the low cut fairly high, around 200 to 400 Hz. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz keeps it from sounding fizzy. At first, send only a little of the horn into those effects. The dry hit should still be the main event. In a drop, you often want the horn to feel huge for a moment, then disappear quickly so the track can keep breathing. That contrast is super important. A dry horn in the drop can feel aggressive and clean. The same horn with extra delay and reverb can work beautifully in an intro, a fill, or a transition. You can automate the sense so the horn opens up in the breakdown and gets tighter in the drop. That gives you movement without adding raw volume. Now let's make sure the horn isn't stealing headroom. Check the level with the full amen break and bass playing. The horn should feel strong, but it should not be forcing your master meter into the red. If it's too spiky, add a compressor after the EQ. Use a ratio around 2:4:1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Just take a few dB off the top if needed. You are not trying to crush it flat. Here's an important beginner rule. If the horn needs a lot of extra volume to be heard, don't just turn it up. Improve the tone first. In other words, make it more mid-focused, cleaner, and better placed in the mix before you reach for level. Also check it at low monitor volume. If you can still hear the horn clearly over the break, when the speakers are quiet, that's usually a good sign that the balance is working. Now let's place it in the arrangement. A classic Rada DNB move is to keep the horn off for most of the drop, then bring it back at the end of an 8-bar phrase. For example, you might have it hit on bar 8, beat 4, then let the drop land on bar 9. You could bring it back again on bar 12, beat 4 after a drum fill, or use it at the end of bar 16 with a vocal chop for extra tension. That's the call and response idea again. One horn hit says something, the drums and bass answer, or the vocal says something, and the horn replies. That conversational feel is what keeps the arrangement from sounding flat. Once you've got a horn tone you like, resample it to audio. This is a really smart move in Ableton Live 12, because audio clips are faster to edit than rebuilding a synth patch every time. Solo the horn, record it onto a new audio track, trim it tightly and consolidate it so the clip starts cleanly. Then save it in your project. After that, you can reverse it for a transition, slice it for stutters, pitch it slightly for variation, or add fades so it ends more smoothly. This is especially useful in drum and bass, where you often want quick edits and tight arrangement control. Now do the real world test. Play the horn with the amen break and the sub together. Listen for three things. Is the horn fighting the snare crack? Is it getting in the way of the low mids and sub? And is it too bright when the hats are active? If the answer is yes to any of those, make a quick fix. Lower the horn a little. Trim more low end. Reduce reverb or delay. Shorten the release. Or move the hit 1/16th earlier or later. Those tiny moves can make a big difference. If the mix starts to feel messy, mute the horn and ask yourself whether the track still works without it. If it does, the horn should be treated like a foreground accent, not another lead voice fighting for attention. That's the mindset that keeps the arrangement clean. A few pro tips before we wrap up. If you want more grime, use saturator with soft clip, but keep the drive moderate. If you want a darker or more underground feel, try a little auto filter movement in the intro so the horn opens into the hit and then closes back down. If you want more bite, layer a very quiet noise burst underneath. I passed hard so it adds attack without muddying the mix. You can also make variations. Save a dry hit, a short FX hit, a longer transition version, and a dirtier distorted version. Having a few options makes arranging much faster later. So here's the recap. Build the horn short and focused. Keep the low end out of the way. Use send effects for space instead of cluttering the core sound. Place the horn with purpose, like punctuation, and resample the best version, so you can use it quickly in future tracks. In drum and bass, the best Rada air horn is the one that feels huge without stealing your headroom. That's the move. Loud energy, clean mix, proper attitude.